You are listening to Personal Branding Exposed with Megan McNeil. Each episode, we'll explore different areas of personal branding and how you can build, maintain, and leverage off your own personal brand. Here's your host, Megan.
Hey guys, thanks so much for joining us for Personal Branding Exposed. And this week I have got Chris Levy with me. Hey Chris, how are you?
Hey Megan, how's it going?
Is it an early morning for you just now?
Yeah, just a little bit. This is definitely my first time having to get up before 4 a.m. in a very long time. I mean, I'm used to it. I've usually done it obviously for the job and everything, but this is my first time in a very long time since quarantine. So thanks for getting me out of bed.
Thanks for getting up for us. This is amazing. Now, Chris, you are connecting military and veteran communities with wine brands. Now, that's very niche. Talk to me about how that's come about.
Yeah, no, I'm a veteran. I've served for about 10 years, and throughout that time, like I've always kind of tried to figure out what I want to do, either after military service, whether I stayed in for a long career or I got out early, whatever it was. And over the past few years, I kind of went through a period where I was trying to figure out what it is that I wanted to do and try to find something that was outside of my military service and try to find something that I could have as an additional aspect of my life. And about 3 years ago, I started doing entrepreneurship, started my own business and started dabbling in the entrepreneurial world and got hooked. And as we moved in the past probably 6 months to a year, I finally started to figure out what my niche was going to be, and that was going to be wine. And I started connecting with local brands and started working, whether it was just going to the local winery and checking in with them or whatever. And then when COVID happened, I saw an opportunity to build a community. And I started having a virtual happy hour and wine tasting where I bring on a local wine brand. We talk about their wines, and my people would have a chance to try their wines, connect with them, and then also learn more about wine. And I think we've had you on a couple of those virtual tastings.
Yeah, so, well, that's where you and I really started to connect, because I was aware of you. We were part of similar circles, virtual online circles, I guess. But yes, when you started doing your wine trivia, my husband and I were getting up at silly o'clock, kind of the opposite of you right now, and having our tea and coffee while you're all sipping on wine. So that was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, no, that to me was the part that I enjoyed, was just being able to connect with people and seeing how much something like wine brings people together, whether you're drinking it or not. But it's really the stories that these local producers are coming in to tell. And so we did that for about 6 months during quarantine, and it was a lot of work. It almost turned into a problem for me, turned into a pain point for me. And so I tried to figure out how to solve my own problem. And in doing so, I launched my own wine club. So I launched a club about 2 months ago, unofficially, and we've been live for about a month now. And through that club, I really wanted to represent military and veteran communities in the wine industry and represent and give a veteran's perspective on wine and use it also as a way to do good. So a portion of the proceeds and profits from all of our wine memberships go back to military veteran community or military veteran charities that my people and I care about.
That's fantastic. That's really awesome. Now, I had a gin subscription. As you know, I'm a bit of a gin girl. Does it work similar to that? I used to get a local small batch gin in the post every month and a little story about it. Is that what you're doing for your gin club as well? Not your gin club, your wine club, sorry.
Yeah. So basically how it works, I go in, I pick one white, one red wine every month, and then ship it to your door. You know, we would be doing the calls, and every week people would like DM me or shoot me a text message or whatever, like, hey, what are the wines you're drinking this week? And when that started to happen, I realized, you know, people were coming to me to help them, you know, navigate the world of wine. And that made me realize that I could potentially, you know, kind of broker this relationship between local wine brands and my audience. And that's really what gave me the idea for this club. And also, I wanted to go in and kind of pick wines that made sense for that time of year. You know, we've got Thanksgiving here in the States coming up, and we eat a lot of turkey on Thanksgiving. So, I've picked a Pinot Noir this month for Thanksgiving Day, so that way people can enjoy that really well thought out pairing. And then, you know, we got, you know, for us, Christmas next year, or not, you know, next month. So a lot of people eat like prime rib or some sort of, you know, big heavy meat. And so we're going to do a California cab. But I really wanted to focus on the great American wine story. And use that as an aspect of the club and show people what American wines are all about.
Awesome. Now, you are talking about local wines to you. Now, for local wines, for me, that would be Margaret River wines. And you're obviously on the other side of the world. Tell me about some of the wines that are local to you.
Yeah, so I'm here in Monterey County, and we have some awesome wines here. We've got, you know, so the thing about Monterey is a lot of brands that actually are, people would traditionally think of as in Napa and Sonoma and other places, they actually source grapes from here in Monterey that people don't know that. Okay. People think that, all right, there's only Napa and Sonoma and that's it in California, but there are so many different wine regions in California. And Monterey is one of them. And a lot of different producers, big producers, source grapes from here in Monterey County, from all over it. And so the brands that I work with here are just so small because they don't have reach. They don't have connections outside of this area. And so I try to help them get that additional reach, you know, get additional audiences, reach outside audiences that they wouldn't normally get outside of the area here in Monterey. Because, you know, a lot of their traffic comes from foot traffic, and obviously that's been, you know, dwindling or, you know, been diminished a little bit since COVID and tourism has been down. But so like for here, you know, there's a couple brands I really like. This one is called Lepe Cellars. This guy's name's Miguel Lepe. He's an assistant winemaker at one of the other brands here, which is called Wrath. But he literally makes wine in the back of another winery. And that's how almost any good winery starts. And he's just he's just now a friend. I've come to know him and, you know, go and drink wine every once in a while, try his wines. He introduces me to other brands and other wineries. And it's people like that I really want to showcase in the club.
No, that's fantastic. Now, on your Instagram feed, there is a lot of wine from all around Europe by the looks of it. Have you got a favorite wine region outside of America?
Yeah, definitely. Italy's always going to have my heart for European wines. I went to Italy back in 2017. That was my first solo trip to travel outside the United States. And I went there with the intention of learning more about wine. And that, when I went there and started visiting these local producers, it took how I felt about wine and my feelings, like wanting to know more about wine, and just poured gasoline on the fire. And it got me hooked into wine. And I'll always love Italian wines and especially Tuscany wines. So I don't know if you've ever had a Tuscan wine, but Tuscan Sangiovese, but there's this thing, it's called the Tuscan bite. And so when you swirl a Tuscan red wine in your mouth and you get it on the upper part of your lip, it has this little burning sensation that you feel inside your mouth. And there's no other wines in the world that do it except for wines from Tuscany.
Is that a good burning of the lip? Is that you enjoying that?
It is. It is. It makes you really appreciate the wine.
Well, I'm a red lover too. So once everything opens up, I'm going to highly recommend that you find your way over to Australia to the Barossa, because that is some of the best Shiraz in the world.
I've had Shiraz. Yeah, I love it. Of course we call it Syrah here in the United States, but it's a great grape, and Australia makes some great Shirazes.
Yes, no, the Barossa is amazing. I've actually got a Shiraz gin on the shelf right behind me there, which, oh, that's another favourite of mine. So combining two of my loves, which is yummy. We've got Margaret River, I think, on one of your calls, one of your virtual catch-ups months and months ago now. We talked about Margaret River and some of the amazing wine we have here. It's something like we only produce 2% of Australia's wine, but it's in the top 18% of quality or something like that. It's ridiculous, the quality that comes out of WA as well. So that's incredible. Now, how do people get involved with the wine club?
It's really simple. I've got you can go check out my Instagram. That's a great place to connect with me in general and let me know you're interested in the club. I love getting messages. So that's at The Real Chris Levy. Or you can connect with me on LinkedIn. Obviously, we're here on LinkedIn. So just find me on there. But if you want to go specifically learn more about the club, you just head to my website, Chris Levy, KRISLEVY.co/wineclub. And you can see all the information on the wine club there.
Awesome. And now at the moment, it's only people in America that will be able to actually get the wine club delivered to them.
Yeah, for right now, that's the current plan. We'll have to figure out how to cross the pond to get it to everyone else. I've actually had a lot of people in Canada be interested in the club, and so hopefully we can figure that one out as well.
I think our friend Eric's probably champing at the bit to get you delivering to his house.
Definitely.
So you're basically a subscription box model, which would fit into obviously Eric's love as well, which is the subscription industry. Was that on purpose? Is that what you wanted to do? Like have a membership / subscription when you decided you were going to go into entrepreneurship, or has this all been by accident, force of hand by COVID?
No, it's membership has always been the goal. It's less about membership. It's more about building a community. You know, yeah. It's having a group of people that enjoy being there so much that they're, it doesn't matter, you know, what the price is. It doesn't matter what, you know, they just believe so much in what you're doing and the products you're getting to them that they want to be along for the ride.
Yeah, 100%. From memory, I mean, you were talking when we were joining you for your wine trivia way back when. It was all sorts of price points you were looking at with the wine. It wasn't too exclusive. It was very much accessible for everyone.
Yeah, that's a big part of the club. I want to showcase sort of a select portion of wines, and that, you know, these aren't going to be your entry level wines that you can go to the grocery store and buy. You know, a lot of time these brokers, they have very limited distribution, and these wines have very limited distribution. It's not something necessarily you're going to be able to just walk in the grocery store and get. And for right now, you know, I wanted to still make it approachable and, you know, give people who are going to the grocery store and buying that bottle of wine based on the label or based on the recommendation from the store or something like that, give them a different way to look at buying wines. But I do have plans. I want to, you know, potentially launch a second brand, you know, potentially under the same umbrella. That's a little bit more premium, a little bit more luxury almost. And kind of showcase that. And I'd also love to launch another club that's focused on the lower end of the spectrum and just be able to offer different things at different price points is where I would like to be in the future.
There must be a point though when you get to a lower price wine where you start to lose the quality. There's just no way that there can be the quality in it and they're making any profit. What would you say that price point is? Absolutely. For these smaller boutique wines.
Totally disagree. That is not the case. It is all about intention. Wines are about intention, and it comes down to what is the intention of the winery that made that wine. And sometimes that intention is, hey, this is a $10 bottle of wine, and mm-hmm. it's meant to be enjoyed, you know, it's table wine. It's meant to be enjoyed casually. And that's one experience. So it's, what kind of experience do you want to have? If you want to have a $10 bottle of wine experience, then go have it. If you want to have a $25 wine bottle of wine experience, that's a different story. And that's where I think my club, you know, right now comes in.
So it's not really a loss of quality. It's just you're paying for the experience.
There's $20-$25 bottles of wine, there's $50 bottles of wine that I think the quality isn't there. And it also comes down to people's experience, or not experience, but people's tastes and what they enjoy. And just, I think there's a $10 bottle of wine for everybody. There's a $50 bottle of wine for everybody. It's just a matter of finding that bottle for them.
There's a bottle for everyone. Down to your preference. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. All right. So we've got the main wine club is up and running, and you've obviously got big plans for expansions for a more exclusive one, etc. But once COVID's over, and I mean, we don't really know what normal's going to be, but what's the big plan once you can actually be out and about?
I think for me, it's mainly, I mean, obviously getting back to travel and getting back to visiting to wine regions and everything. I actually have this, I've had this idea for probably 2 years now. Always wanted to put together my own trip and go visit a wine region and have curate a group of people that want to improve their lives, want to improve their businesses, but also want to experience some culture, experience some wine and some other great things. And I've been wanting to do this trip for a while now. I just have the timing hasn't been right with COVID and a couple things before that. So I envision doing that trip here soon once things get back to some sort of normalcy.
That sounds fantastic, and it sounds like a brilliant offer for that community you've already built, because you've built a really strong community in the last, I think I've only known you for the last we've been in COVID a while, it's been about 10 months, but you've built a massive community in that time.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, like I said, that's always been the intention, and really focusing on those relationships that I have with all the people in that community. I want to build a personal connection with all my wine members. So I don't just, you know, put the link out there like, hey, go join my club at this link. No, I call every single one of my wine club members and I have a conversation with them on the phone and enroll them in my club, because I want to make sure it's a good fit for them just as much as it's a good fit for me, and make sure there's that synergy and understand the energy that they're going to bring to the club, because I want them to show up for the calls. I want them to be invested in the club and getting the most out of it, because I think that's what's going to make this club the best, is when people are actually enjoying the wines and enjoying the community that they've joined.
Oh, look, and you're definitely someone who's very passionate about what you're doing. So I wish you all the best with it, because I know you're going to do a brilliant job with this, Chris. Now, you've also got a podcast that you've started recently.
I do not have a podcast yet myself.
I thought I heard rumblings that you were starting a podcast.
It is in the works, probably a couple of podcasts actually, but definitely stay tuned. We'll have something rolling out here in probably Q1 of next year.
Awesome. So if you're listening to this podcast in the future, go and look for Chris, because he's going to be out there talking about wine in your ears somewhere else as well, I imagine.
Yeah.
Excellent. So I'm going to put all of your details into the show notes, but if anyone is listening, you just have to look Chris Levy up. So it's The Real Chris Levy on Instagram, Chris Levy on LinkedIn, forgot where I was there for a second, and obviously you've got your website as well. So thanks so much, Chris.
Yeah, no, actually, I think on LinkedIn it's Christopher Levy, so Christopher.
Oh, you got your Sunday name there. Yep.
Yeah, Levy. And, you know, feel free to connect with me, shoot me a message. I love just connecting with people and having conversations and seeing if there's a way I can help them. But anytime, and would love to hear from your audience.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Chris. Have an awesome day.
Awesome. You too, Megan.
Thanks so much for listening to Personal Branding Exposed. If you enjoyed this episode or any of the others, then please listen to some more, but also share it with your friends and leave a review. I'm a pretty new podcast, so that means quite a lot for me, and I really appreciate your kind words. Social media, if you have any feedback or you just want to chat, really, send me a message. I'm normally found on Instagram or LinkedIn. They're where I like to hang out, but I do have Facebook if that's your thing. And also on the website, you can get my details there and you can get in touch. thank you so much for getting this far. If you want a little bit more though, these episodes actually go out live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Western Standard Time here in Western Australia at 8 p.m. which if you're in Canada or America, that'll be first thing in the morning for you, so you can listen over your morning coffee. And if you're in the UK, it'll be over your lunch break. I speak to these amazing people every single Tuesday, and they just expose their personal brands to us. They tell us what makes them tick, what motivates them. We hear their stories of where they've come from and where they are now and how they got there. There's loads you can take from this, lots of motivation and inspiration. Like, these people are awesome and they've really niched down. They know what it is that they're doing, so there's so much to take away from them. I have got this amazing lineup of people coming up, so make sure it's in your diary, 8 p.m. Western Standard Time. And the podcast drops every Wednesday. Till next time.